guys, and welcome back to another episode of Internet Bestie with me, your Internet Bestie. I botched the starting because I haven't done an episode in so long. I'm really sorry. I have been going through it. I actually had a bit of a mental break last week. Was it last week? I don't know. I told you I was suffering from burnout, and then I went away and I really suffered from more burnout, and then I had a mental snap and I just had to have a week off. I also had, I know this is like not a reason to take time off and normal people with normal jobs can't do this, but my skin was breaking out like I have never experienced in my life. I don't know if it was like a combination of that I had my period, that I had been like on multiple planes, that I'd been traveling a lot. I don't know what it was, but my skin was so bad. Like I was down bad. My skin was down bad. It was so upsetting. I just like couldn't bring myself to put makeup on and be in front of a camera. And I know a podcast isn't in front of a camera, but I do film my episodes because I do post clips on TikTok, even though I'm really bad at doing that, but we're trying to get better out here. So yeah, I just wanted to say sorry about that, but it would have just been a depressing episode. I'm not gonna lie, it would have been sookie. So it's better that I've taken a week off and now I'm coming back. I'm coming in hot. So we're doing a double episode today. One part will be out now and then the other part will be next week. I'm doing 32 things I learned before turning 32 because it was my 32nd birthday, I think. Okay, I'm stopping because Nathan is being fucking loud. 1 second. Sorry, I just got cut off. Nathan was packing orders and it was very loud, so I'm back. I don't know where I dropped off though, but I was just saying today I'm doing part one of 32 things I learned before turning 32 because I've just recently turned 32. But before we get into those, I'm just gonna go through my little recommendations and give you a rundown of what's been happening since I've been away. So last time I spoke to you, I think it was right before I was heading away to Byron Bay, I went there with Tanologist. It is a tan company, fake tan company. I love their products. They're so gentle on the skin and they just give like a really nice glow. Obsessed. We stayed in this beautiful, it was like a villa, but it was more like this gigantic house sort of. I haven't really been to Byron that many times, so I think it's like sort of more in the like not main town, but a little bit further out. And it was beautiful. There was a bunch of different rooms. It was basically like a huge house and there was a bunch of different rooms and it was insane. The beds at this place, I can't even like begin to explain. I took photos of all the beds, all the bedding, like the pillow brand, the bed brand. They had like a top, like a bed topper, and I took photos of everything because I've never slept better. And usually when I'm away, I don't sleep very well because I just am paranoid. Speaking of paranoid, when I first flew to, so I had like a stopover in Sydney one night when I flew, because flying from Perth, I've said this many a time, is so hard to get anywhere. I never took advantage when I lived in Melbourne of how close it was to Sydney and Brisbane and Byron and all those other things. Like moving to Perth, I've realized it's just a clusterfuck and it's so far away from everything. So I had a stopover in Sydney. I landed in Sydney and I was staying at just like an airport hotel that night, which is totally fine. However, I went there, like checked in. First of all, the guy was like, "You haven't paid." And I was like, "I'm pretty sure it is paid." And he was like, "No." I was like, "Okay." So I paid. And then to later, I found out it had already been paid. So I was like, cool, they've made me pay twice. Well, they've made the brand pay once and me pay once, which is just rude. Anyway, I got in the lift and you know how sometimes you stay in hotels and they have like a swipey thing? So if you go in the lift, it only lets you up to whatever level you are staying on. Mm-hmm. It didn't have that. So I just clicked like level 8, whatever I was, went up there. The lift was like so dodge. I went into my room and I would like to say like I'm not a diva, but I think I am a diva. Especially if I'm staying on my own, I am like so hyper aware of like my safety And I'm already, you guys know, I already have a fear that everyone's out to get me. So when I'm not feeling safe, it's even worse. And my gut feeling was giving no, like, get the fuck out. Not only that, but like the toilet was just like hissing, you know, when it's like constantly flushing, it was doing that. It was so loud. And I don't know, there was like bugs on the floor. There was a bug in the sink. Like, I took videos of everything because I was like, I'm scared. And then I just thought, no, it's going to be best if you just leave, go to another hotel. You'll feel way safer and wouldn't have got a wink of sleep in this place. Like, my gut feeling was just saying, get the fuck out. So I got the fuck out. I went to another hotel. It was literally across the road, which was so handy. I just walked over, went there, felt way more secure, a lot happier. The vibes were a lot better. But yeah, I just didn't feel right. It was just giving me heebie-jeebies. So I'm glad I left when I did. I have to say, when we were in Byron, we went to this restaurant. It's called Ray's. I'm sure you've heard of it. If you haven't, I don't know, you probably don't live in Australia. It's like a beautiful restaurant, and they had like a set menu, so you sort of chose what you wanted, like entree, main, dessert. And for the main, they had like a fish dish, and usually I'm down for like a fish dish, but it was swordfish, and I don't think I've ever had swordfish before, so I was a little bit skeptical. And then when it came out, like, this has to be up there with like one of my favorite meals I've ever eaten. So I think now if I ever see swordfish on a menu, I'm going to order it. It was just like cooked to perfection. Like, whatever it came with was perfection. It was so yummy, and like, it's just a yum fish. I'm like new to the fish game. Obviously I grew up eating fish grew up eating fish is a loose term for grew up being forced to eat fish when I didn't want to eat it. Like, I used to hate eating meat and fish when I grew up. I just wanted to be vegetarian, vegan so bad. My parents were always like, no. They let me be a vegan once I could like cook for myself. But when I was young, like primary school age, they're like, fuck no, you can't. You're not doing that. You're eating what we eat, which I totally get, because if I had to cook like multiple meals, like, I'm not doing it. But I hated, I hated fish growing up. I've only just recently delved into seafood. And when I say delved into seafood, I only eat fish. I don't eat like prawns or what are they called? I'm trying to say olives, but they're not olives. They're oysters. I don't like crab. I don't like lobster. Ugh, yuck. I don't know. Yuck. Sorry, I'm making so many noises. I'm just thinking about how gross it tastes. I don't know how people eat that shit. Ugh. Especially oysters. Like, check yourself. That's literally a booger. Yeah, but the swordfish was so delicious. So I think next time I see a swordfish on the menu, I'm definitely going to be ordering it. Then what else happened? Then from there, so I stayed in Byron with Tanologist. Then I had like another day or two in Byron with Ava. We stayed at the Sunseeker Motel. It was really beautiful. And we just like chilled. We went shopping, did like little girly day, sort of just relaxed. And then on Friday, I think it was, yep, I had to get from Byron to Brisbane because I was meeting my friend Gabby there, and we were going wedding dress shopping with her. Little did I know that it would be so impossible to get from Byron to Brisbane. I thought, like, because I checked, I was like, cool, I'll just get an Uber. It was like, it's like a 2-hour drive. So I was like, I'll just get an Uber. Yes, it's going to be expensive, but like, what else am I going to do? Like, there's no other way to get there. And I'm already there. So me and Gabby were like, oh, we're just going to try on wedding dresses while I'm already there, so we don't have to go back again later in the month. And then it got to the time of ordering my Uber, and I couldn't get one. Like, no one would accept the ride. I just would have thought that, like, if you see a ride that's that far. Also, I've recently just learned, when you're ordering an Uber, they don't know where you're going. I thought when you order an Uber, they get your address. They don't. I only know this because I got an Uber from the airport and he was telling me. They only see the distance and that's it. And they don't know the suburbs, which is quite comforting. I don't know. Anyway, I digress. So I couldn't get an Uber. No one was picking it up. They would have seen that it was a long, long distance and probably just been like, fuck no. Also, it was getting really close to peak hour. I was getting really stressed. No one was accepting me. I went to the reception. I was like, how do I get to Brisbane? She was like, there's a bus. And I was like, couldn't be me. I'm not getting a bus. Like, I was like, how do I get the bus? She was like, oh, like, you have to go to the station. I was like, nah, that's too hard basket. I had like so many bags. I can't think of anything else than like trying to clamber onto a public bus with a fucking 30 kilo suitcase and other bags and array of other shit. Like, no. See, I am a diva. It's coming out. I actually am a diva, but I can't do public transport on a regular day, let alone with a suitcase. It's not happening. And she called the bus for me and they're like, no, you're gonna miss it. So I was like, nah, it's not happening. She was like, there's another one at 6. And I'm like, no, it's simply not, I'm not doing that. So me and Gabby were on the phone to like a bunch of different car places trying to work out how to get there. Ended up getting just like a private driver. Felt bougie as hell, and it was like a big Sprinter van just for me. And it was supposed to be a 2-hour drive. It ended up being, I think, close to 4 because it was peak hour traffic on a Friday night going from Byron to Brisbane. It was so bad, and I was busting to pee. Like, I should have peed before I left, but I was like, it's only gonna be 2 hours, so I'll be fine. I was literally gonna wet my pants. Like, I was considering, I kept texting Gabby being like, I'm gonna wet my pants. She's like, just wee in your Stanley cup. I'm like, I can't. Like, it was close. I was close too. But whenever I really need to pee, I just remind myself that your body can actually hold on to it for way longer than you think. Like, you're not just gonna wet your pants. And if you do, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? Honestly, when I was at Fred again, I almost wet my pants. I have to tell this story. I forgot to tell it last time I did the pod, but it was busting. And you know, when you're at those like day festivals, there's just like the portaloos. The lines are insane. It was just taking so long. I was, oh my God, I can't even explain to you guys. I was so close. I had to undo my jeans. I was wearing jeans. My bladder was like exploding. And I was just thinking, you know, when you get to the point, you're just like, you know what? Like, I wasn't even drunk. Like, I wasn't. I think if I was drunk, it may have helped because I wouldn't have been able to think about it so much. But because I was slightly sober, all I could think about was weeing. And I was like, do you know what the worst thing that is? It's dark. If I just wee, like, no one will know. It's just going to look like I've spilt my drink down my pants. Like, I was wearing jeans. So, like, maybe it wouldn't show through that, obviously. I was seriously considering it. Like, that is so concerning. But I was close. I made it. In case you're all wondering, I didn't wet my pants. But when nature calls, sometimes you just, I don't know. Anyway, I got to Brisbane. We went to dinner. It was so yummy. We went out the next day, tried on wedding dresses. Gabby looks good in quite literally everything. She could look good in a paper bag. So I don't know how that girl's going to pick her wedding dress, but I'm super excited for her wedding. She's getting married this year. Whoop, whoop. And then we came home. Do I have anything to report? I watched Bridgerton on the plane and like very first season because new season's coming out next month. And I'm very excited. I just wanted to like get back into the spirit and rewatch. And I just forgot how good it is. It's so good. And I love how they play like the old, like the new music on like string quartet vibes. I want that at my wedding if I ever get married. That's a huge vibe. And then I got home. I suffered from extreme burnout. I had the worst skin I've ever had in my life, and I was just exhausted, and I was really struggling. I was down bad last week, guys, I won't lie. Some of my recommendations though: Baby Reindeer on Netflix. It's very confronting and it's honestly very hard to watch, but if you're looking for a new show, watch it with someone. I don't know if I'd want to watch it on my own. Actually, it's not like scary. It's more just like confronting, and like the themes are a bit ugh, and it's like a true story. So it's a bit, bleh, I don't know. Watch at your own risk, but it is a good show. The guy in it is actually the guy that it happened to. So it's even more crazy once you know that. Next favorite is Lemmy Sleep. I ordered a bunch of the Lemmy. I got Lemmy Chill, Lemmy Sleep, Lemmy Matcha, and Lemmy the de-stress one. I don't know, maybe that's the Lemmy Chill, the Lemmy, oh, Lemmy Purr. Okay, so I got all those. They took literally like over a month to come, which is insane. I ordered direct from the Lemmy website, but I've since learned that you can order from Revolve, which I think maybe would be quicker. But also, I ordered when that girl posted that video that went viral on TikTok. It had like 5 million likes. And that's what made me bite the bullet and buy it. And I'm so glad I did because I've been sleeping so well. And I know it to be true because I wear an Oura ring and I have measured the data. I'm a scientist. I went back and like just went to a regular week and saw my sleep score. You get like a sleep score on the Oura ring, and I've looked at it for this past week. I've been using Lemme Sleep for a week, and my sleep scores are at an all-time high. My readiness levels are at an all-time high. I get really good amount of REM sleep. I'm going to do like a whole TikTok on this because like I want to like show you guys that the proof is in the pudding. Like I wear the Oura ring, and that was so scary. I look so sorry. I just saw myself in the camera. I look, be nice to yourself. I'm sorry. I'm so mean to myself sometimes. Like I look fine. I don't know why I say that shit. Anyway, I'm going to do a whole TikTok on it because it genuinely works. And I know it's like melatonin, and melatonin obviously works, but for some reason the thing with me is I can't take regular like tablets and stuff because I can't swallow tablets. And everyone is always like, just get a melatonin tablet, whatever. Like the Armor Force ones, the brand that's like Armor Force, like Roge was talking about them once and I was like, yeah, but I can't swallow tablets. And I don't know why they make the tablets like literally like the size of your head. Like it's such an effort for me to try and take tablets that by the time I do it, I'm dripping in sweat and I'm so stressed and I'm so scared that I'm going to vomit that I can't physically do it. So when it's a gummy or like a chewable, I'm down. Like I'm so down. It's like the Beauty Chef chewies. Like those chewy things, the collagen chewables, those are so great because you can just chew them and they taste good. Same with Lemmy. It's yummy. They're all yummy, except the matcha ones taste like ass. The matcha one is so bad. Like, I don't even know what the matcha one does. I think I just got that one because it was like you had to pick three in a pack and that was the only one that was not sold out. Yuck, they just don't taste good. I don't recommend the matcha one. But all the rest of them taste so good. I could eat them like all day long. The Lemmy Sleep one is a bit gross. Like it sort of tastes like medicine, but the Lemmy Purr and the Lemmy De-Stress one, they're yummy. So yeah, highly recommend those. Next thing that I recommend is Hot Pilates. I've been a Hot Pilates girl now for about, I want to say a month, but I was away for a week. So I don't know, do with that what you will. I love Hot Pilates. My only concern with Hot Pilates, my only like gripe or whatever is what the fuck do you do with your hair? Because I am a girly that I Dyson my hair when I wash it. So then what do you do? Like, for example, I Dyson my hair this morning after gym, and then tomorrow I have Hot Pilates in the morning. It's going to be fucked. And I'm not Dysoning my hair every day because I have a lot of hair. I don't know if you've noticed, but I have a lot of hair and it takes a long time for me to Dyson my hair. Side note, I really am thinking about getting a long bob. What do you guys think? I'm so tempted. Like I have this one layer in my hair. Like, let me just get it out. There. I'm like, I could do that. Like I could do that, but I need my fringe to kindly fuck off. Like who let me get a fringe? No, I don't know. Never get a fringe, honestly. Never, ever, ever. And then the last thing is, oh, sorry. I didn't really tell you about Hot Pilates, but I just feel like Hot Pilates is like on a mat. Like it's not reformer. And it works muscles that I've never worked in my life. I always wake up so sore. I always like leave feeling really energized and happy. It's like nice to sweat. I just love it. And then my last favorite is obviously the new Taylor Swift album, Tortured Poets Department, surprise double album. Oh my God, when it was coming out, like, oh my God, I was like, you know how you like, obviously you listen start to end. And it was a lot of songs, like it was a fat chunk of songs. And then another album comes out like an hour later and you're like, holy fuck. Like, so I haven't really digested the second half yet, except for the Thank You Amy song. I really love that one. And I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. It's such a bop. Like, it's so good. It speaks to my soul. But yeah, I'm still sort of getting into the album. I haven't like listened to it that many times through because it's like it's a big chunky album. So we will be going back through. But I can't remember a time when I've been this excited about albums. Like that doesn't really happen to me with many artists. Like it only ever happens to me with like Ariana Grande and Taylor Swift. I can't even think of another artist that I would be like gagging to hear a new album and watch and like, sorry, listen to it front to back. Like, I remember I did that with the Thank You Next album and I was so excited. And then I did it with Eternal Sunshine, and now I've done it with this. Like, this was, I think this is the only three times that I've literally, like, music has come out and I've listened to it from start to finish. And I'm just obsessed. All right, let's get into the 32 things I've learned before turning 32, because I literally just rambled on there for so long. So I might even, I was going to do half and half, but I might just do like one page right now, and then I'll do the other ones next week for you guys. First one, and these are in no particular order, I might add. I just wrote them as they came to me. Life is not a race, number one. And I think this is the type of thing that I'm still learning, but I'm wrapping my head around it more now, that you can do things at whatever pace you want. Life is, you know how your parents always say to you, like, it's not a race. And there's that quote that's like, it's not a race, it's a marathon. I don't know what the quote is, but it is true. There's no rush to do anything. You can do things at your own pace. You can go through life as fast or as slow as you feel. And, you know, you'll get there. The finish line's, ew, I don't want to think about the finish line. I'll get really anxious, but you know what I mean? Life is not a race. Okay, number two. Be kind to your family. I actually have just realized that I have this similar one later in the list, but a lot of these are quite similar. But be kind to your family is so important. You can choose your friends, you can't choose your family, but they are the people that are going to be there for you through thick and thin. They are the only people that are going to tell you how it is. Not necessarily. Like, I'm sure some of your friends will tell you how it is, but your family are not going to like bullshit stuff to you, and they're going to be through all the ebbs and flows with you. So be kind to them, because family is, like, at the end of the day, all you have. Like, if you really think about it, blood is thicker than water. Whatever the fuck that saying is, it's true. Next, number three, be kind to yourself. And I need to take this on board. I'm working on this one, and I have been working on this one. It's really hard. It's really hard to be kind to yourself. But sometimes, like, obviously, you're the person in life who speaks to yourself the most. For me, I'm someone who constantly talks to myself in my head, and if there's no one around, I will talk to myself out loud. No, I'm not insane. Maybe I am. I don't know. But you do speak to yourself the most out of anyone. Like, all you are is you with your thoughts every single day, all day. And if all you're doing is being rude to yourself and mean to yourself all day, every day, then what do you think your brain is going to start to think? Like, your brain is going to start to believe it. If you say to yourself every single day, I'm ugly, I'm not worthy, I'm this, I'm that, I'm negative, 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 your brain's going to start to believe it. And you're going to start to be that. There is something in words of affirmation. I feel like it's really important to, like, just be kinder to yourself, and, like, just stop being so hard on yourself. Because, again, life is not a race, you know? These all tie into each other so nicely. But yeah, be kind to yourself, because I just said family is all you have, but you are really all you have at the end of the day. And it's up to you. So that's important. Number four, wear short skirts and dresses. I was thinking about this the other day because I was getting ready to go out for drinks, and I was like, oh, should I wear this skirt or should I wear jeans? And then I was like, wear the fucking skirt. Wear that short skirt, because there's going to be a day, there shouldn't be, because according to this, there really shouldn't be, but there's going to be a day that comes where you won't be wearing short skirts and dresses, because, I don't know, you might be like an old lady or something, but still, you could still wear them then if you really wanted to. But while you're young, wear it. Like, wear the short skirt, wear that short dress. What's that Paris Hilton quote that's like, wear short skirts, take risks, whatever. That, I need to stop touching my hair. Stop touching your hair. Just do it. Like, you know, wearing a short skirt and wearing a short dress is iconic, and do it while you can. And I shouldn't even say do it while you can, because you can do it forever. You can do whatever the fuck you want forever, for however long you want. But I just think, do it. Just do it. Okay, number five. shoot your shot. And this means in every aspect of your life, in your business, career, in your friendship, in your relationship. Shoot your shot. Just try. I mean, I don't really know how to articulate what I mean by this, but what's that quote that's like, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take? It's so true. If I don't put myself out there and try to do something, then how are you ever going to do it? For example, with it, I don't know, if you say wanted to get a job in social media and you're like, okay, I want to like start posting TikToks. I want to start filming my outfits. Do it. Just do it. What's the worst that can happen? You don't succeed? Oh well, who cares? No one's going to know. They don't know. Like, they don't know that you, like, that that's you shooting your shot. So you may as well just try. If you want to try and get like a promotion or something like that, just try. Just do it. Just shoot your shot. Or if you want to try a new aesthetic, a new way of dressing, just do it. Shoot your shot. The worst that can happen is, I don't know, you fail. That's fine. Who cares? Just pick yourself up and try again. If I never started posting on social media, I wouldn't be where I am today. And yeah, people are going to think it's lame. And do you know what? Who cares? Because they're actually the lame one. Because they're jealous. So stick that in your pipe and smoke it. 6. Friendships are quality over quantity. And this is something that I've learned the older I've gotten. When you're younger, obviously you have like a big friend group. It's easier to have a lot of friends, especially when you're in school. You just like make friends way more organically. You're like with people every single day. You're not with people every day. You're forced with these people every single day. And then you leave high school, you might go to uni or like studying, whatever. Again, you meet a lot of people. You just tend to have like really big friendship groups when you're younger. And like, honestly, when I think back to my friendship groups, I'm like, some of the people in that group, I wouldn't have even known a single thing about them. But like, you know, you have like your partying friends, you have like your drinking friends, and you have like your uni friends. Like, there's just so many friends. And like, as you get older, they sort of start dwindling because you start realizing like there's certain people that you actually want to spend time with, certain people you actually want to like learn more about, certain people you want to confide in about your problems, certain people that are there for you when you're going through the tough times, certain people that are there for you when you move interstate, and then, you know, people drop. And you learn that it is quality over quantity, because honestly, I'd rather have one really, 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 really good friend than 10 friends that don't give a fuck about me. Sorry, but it's true. What number are we at? I think we're at 6. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Nope, we're at 7. I'm going to stop saying the numbers because it's just annoying. I'm going to forget what I'm at. Number 7 is eat whatever you want. Life is too short to not eat that fucking cheeseburger, to not eat those chips, to not eat whatever the fuck you want to eat, that chocolate. Who cares? Just eat it. Honestly, I am still grappling with this myself. I have food guilt. I do, and I need to work on it, and I am trying to work on it. That's what I'm doing right now. But I'm sick of like eating something like a chocolate and then being like, why did I eat that? That's so naughty. Like, oh, like, you know, I actually saw a TikTok the other day of this little girl eating. There's like this trend going around where you like eat like Maccas or like fast food and you take turns. And I don't know if you've seen it, you'll know the one I mean. And it was this little girl, like literal little girl. She would have been like 6, eating a cheeseburger. And like all the comments were like, I love that you are sharing this like guilty pleasure with your daughter. And the mom replied to all the comments being like, no, we don't call them guilty pleasures in our house. We just call them pleasures. And I was like, that's so iconic, because why do we all grow up with this whole mentality of like guilty pleasure is like eating something you want to eat, but you have to feel guilty about it. Like, why do I have to feel guilty about eating a cheeseburger? Why can't I just eat the fucking cheeseburger? So eat whatever you want. Like, if you want to eat a cheeseburger, eat the cheeseburger and don't feel guilty after it. Even though it is hard sometimes, I think we all just put so much pressure on ourselves, and realistically, what's one fucking cheeseburger gonna do to you? Like, nothing. It's not gonna do anything. What's one chocolate bar gonna do to you? Nothing. Maybe if you're having like, even if you are, who cares? Just eat it. Like, life is so short. You're gonna get to like 80 and be like, damn, I wish I indulged more. See, like, why is it indulge? Why can't it just be like, why I wish I ate more yummy food? Just eat the yummy food. If you want to eat the yummy food, just do it. Next one. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. And this is in all facets of your life. Relationships, work, friendships. Just don't be afraid to make mistakes. Everybody goes, like, this is a thing with life. You're going through it and it's your first time. You know how everyone's like, be nice to your parents. It's their first time at life too. It's so true though, because everybody's going through life in different like stages, at different levels, at whatever you want to say. And everybody's making mistakes. And the only way you're ever going to learn is if you make mistakes. Like, I look back on certain situations in my life and I'm like, yeah, that was the worst thing ever. That was like a horrible time in my life. And I was like so depressed and who the fuck was I dating and whatever. But if I didn't go through that, I wouldn't be where I am now. And I wouldn't like be grateful for what I have now because I have nothing to compare it to. So if you're constantly just like scared to make a mistake or scared to make a fool of yourself, or like, I don't know, people are always like, don't do that because, you know, this will happen. It's like, just let people make mistakes. It's like when people are in like, I don't know if this is an example that happened to me. I was in a toxic relationship and everyone's like, you know, just get out of it because, you know, it's not good. And I'm like, you can't see it when you're in it. People can't see that they're making a mistake while they're making it. You have to come to that conclusion yourself. And when doing so, you learn important life lessons. And I truly believe that if you don't have these shitty experiences in life where you do make mistakes, you can't ever grow from it and learn from it and look back and be like, well, I'm never doing that again. You know what I mean? It's like when people say like babies are growing up. Why am I talking about babies so much? Like, do I have baby fever? Maybe. People say like when there's like children and like their parents don't let them fall over and like hurt themselves or something, they can never learn that like if they're going to run that certain way, they're going to fall over and hurt themselves. Therefore, they will just never learn. You need to be able to make these mistakes to grow from it. And it goes back down to literally you as a child, like making mistakes. And then you learn from it. You're like, I don't know, get stung by a bee. And then you realize, okay, I'm never going to fucking touch a bee again because that hurt. It's like that. Life is like that. Okay, next one. Go out whenever you want and don't feel guilty. Yeah, I think this relates to anything from like going out and drinking to going out for dinner or whatever you want to do. I think as I get older, I do have this thing now where I feel not guilty, but I have like I fear going out now because I fear a hangover. And I just like, I don't know, I get scared to go out. Whereas before I would just like do whatever and go out and never really have this. I guess this is a thing that happens with age, which is quite unfortunate because sometimes like I'm someone that loves going out, but I have this thing where the fear of a hangover or the fear of the demons the next day, like sometimes stops me from wanting to do stuff. But I'm definitely a yes person. Like I do say yes to doing stuff and I do get FOMO so bad, which I do need to work on. I don't know. I fear every time you don't go to something, it's just going to be the same as when you do go. Like every time it's always the same. You know what I mean? Like you're not missing like, but you do miss stuff sometimes. I don't know. Anyway, whatever. Don't feel guilty about going out. That was the main point. I don't know why I went on that tangent about having FOMO. Like, wow, seek help. Next one, celebrate the small things. Celebrate the small victories in your life. I need to get better at this myself, but I think if you don't like sit in certain moments and celebrate them, even like I don't mean celebrate like go out and like have a dinner or whatever, have alcohol, drink, celebrate, bloody blah, just celebrate within yourself sometimes. Like, I don't know, say for example you, I don't know, started a new hobby that you wanted to start and you finally did it. Like, I think it's good to like pat yourself on the back sometimes because we can move through life so quick, especially these days. Like, life is so like fast paced and you can just forget to like celebrate as you go because you're constantly like striving towards the next thing. Like, that this is me to a T. I'm always like wanting something more, wanting something bigger. You're always like, oh, when I get to this milestone, like I'm gonna be so happy. And then you get to that milestone and you're like, okay, now I need that milestone. Like, now I need to climb that mountain higher. Like, I'm not climbing any mountains. Like, that's not what I mean. That was a metaphor. But, you know, I feel like life is weird like that. Like, are we ever going to be happy with, like, anything we've ever achieved? I don't think so, but you have to sit in the small victories and celebrate them. Celebrate the small things. Even if it's just, like, treating yourself to, I don't know, yummy dinner, or, like, just sitting there and, like, congratulating yourself. Because we all forget to do it. Like, stuff happens all the time that we should be like, oh my God, this is so exciting. But it's just like, you're not on to the next. Like, even in business, like, I do this so much. Like, I'll be like, oh, I got this really exciting job that, you know, I would have been so excited about when I was first starting out. And now I'm like, oh, but like, I need to get this one. Or, but oh, like, I wish I had this. Or now I need to want to get this job. And I don't know. I need to listen to this one, because now just thinking about it, I do so many things that I would have died to hear that I'm doing when I first started doing this line of work and I line of work, this job, and I get them now. Like, I don't know, like, even like random things, like I'll get gifting from a brand and I'll just be like, yep, that's cool, on to the next. And I would have died back in the day. And now I'm just like, I don't know, like, am I just like, is it that I'm non-appreciative, or is it that I just like am not, I don't know, it's weird. I need to just celebrate the small things, and so does everybody. Next one is, experiences are far more important than money. And I know you need money to have experiences, but I mean, not necessarily, but I think I mean like time spent with people is more important than like monetary things, especially like travel. Like, I think travel, for me, I would way rather, like, experience something with someone, like, do an experience, than, like, have a gift. Does that make sense? Like, I would way rather go away with someone on a holiday than, like, I don't know, get, like, let them buy me a pair of sneakers or something. Like, I would, I'm so much more of an experienced type of person. But then I always do the experience, and I'm like, I want to go home. I don't know. And then this leads me to the next one, which is travel often. I think if you ever have the opportunity to travel, definitely do it. I love travel. I love experiencing new places. Oh my God, my ear just popped and it's like making the loudest noise ever. But yeah, travel often, experience new things, travel with your friends, travel with your family if you have the opportunity to do so. Even just like small trips, like even like if you want to just travel like within Australia, for people that live in Australia, or within your country, just like go on little trips and stuff, because we can just get stuck in such a rut. And I know everything's like super expensive, and it's like low-key hard to travel because everything's so expensive. Like traveling within your own country, well, at least Australia, is so expensive. Like I'm turning neg, but yeah, travel often. Say yes to doing travel if you have the opportunity to do so. Travel with friends, family, partner, whatever. Travel is just fun. Next one. This one, I'm like, I wrote this down, and then I'm like, why did I write this down? I wrote, forgive people, but also you don't have to. Okay, so what I think I mean is like, you sort of have to learn to forgive people. Like holding a grudge is so much harder than just forgiving and forgetting. And I always just like think of that quote from The Hills, if you've ever watched The Hills, that quote from Lauren Conrad, and she's like, I'm gonna forgive you and I'm gonna forget you. It's burn. It has nothing to do with this, because I'm trying to say forgive you, but I'm trying to say forgive people. But yeah, as I was saying, it's so much easier to forgive someone and then move past it. You don't have to necessarily like stay friends with them if you don't want to, but there's no point holding a grudge. Unless like something really fucked happened, like, I don't know, they murdered your whole entire family. Like, yeah, sure, hold the grudge. But if it's something small, like, I don't know, someone, I don't know, spilt red wine on your couch or something like that, like, you're gonna have to just forgive someone, like, in the end. Is it really that big of a deal? Yeah, but also, like, holding a grudge is so hard. People that hold grudges, I just, like, don't understand. I'm trying to think if I've ever held a grudge. I'm sure I have, but not for that long. Like, I don't have anyone in my heart and soul that I'm like, I don't like you. Even if I, like, saw you, I would be like, I hate you. I don't have anyone like that, because I think holding grudges is like blackens your soul. It's not good for you. It can't be good for you. It like really can't be. Mm-mm. Let go of it. I think it's like, yeah, forgive and forget if you want to. Like you can cut people out of your life, but there's no point just holding a grudge. It's like, for what exactly? I don't know. It's toxic. Okay, I'm ending it here for part one of 32 things I've learned before turning 32. And next week we'll get onto the second half. I hope you all have an amazing week. I love you all. I'm sorry that I had a week off. I love you for, you know, never pressuring me and everything like that. And yeah, bye.